So I think that was the biggest challenge for us. But at the same time, it made us, it made us work even harder because we then had to find someone else and we then had to start somehow again. And it really helped us develop the product even further. And it really helped us to really, stick to the idea, keep working, even though there are some challenges on the way.
Welcome to The Growth Show. What keeps us driving is what drives you further. This is your hosts, Sebastian Kunz
and Sarah Kaya.
Hello, everyone. We're here today with Sophie Zepnik, co-founder of a Germany-based Hey Hey Mats, the sustainable and recycled yoga mats made in Germany. Sophie, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Sophie, if you connect the dots, growth in yourself, how would you describe it?
Oh, wow. Nice question. So for me personally, but also for our startup, Hey Hey, growth should be seen quite carefully. So growth is mostly connected with economic growth and encouraging sales. But for Hey Hey and also for me personally, it's quite important to grow in a really sustainable way. So if you want to sell sustainable products, it's really important that you think about ecological and also social consequences. So growth for me personally and for Hey Hey is always a really sustainable way of growing slowly and really sustainably.
That's very cool. I mean, when we talk to other startups or in general, when you hear these startup talks, everyone wants to just grow as quickly as possible, make as much money as possible. Yeah. So I really like the approach that you and your co-founder, Anna are taking here. So can you maybe explain a bit how you and your co-founder, Anna, got to know each other?
Yeah, for sure. So it's actually quite funny. Anna and me, we met during our semester abroad in Spain. So this was still during our bachelor's degree. So we met in Spain and we were friends and we really noticed that both of us are really interested in sustainable topics and that we share the same values. So once we finished our bachelor's degree, we decided we both want to do a master in sustainability management. So we applied for the same courses and then also got accepted for a master in sustainability management in Malmö in Sweden. Cool. So we then decided to really both go there. And then we studied for 1 year in Sweden in Malmö, our masters. And this is also where the idea for Hey Hey came up.
Cool. Yeah, tell us about this. How did the idea came up? Were you just sitting in a bar or in your living room or how did this start?
It actually started in like a private setting. So both of us were visiting an art exhibition. We were there with friends in Gothenburg and it was a quite nice exhibition about sustainability and about like global warming, about these kind of topics. And then there was one artwork. It was by a Turkish artist and she accused yogis because she said that a lot of yogis always think that they already live a quite sustainable lifestyle. So for example, they cycle to yoga class or they drink out of a glass bottle in order to reduce plastic. But then at the same time, they don't think about the yoga mat. So that was really, really true. And Anna and me actually, we both were in this art exhibition and we both felt really caught by this artwork. And then we went out there and both of us had this idea in mind. And then we talked about it and we said we never thought about our yoga mat, although we're studying a master's in sustainability management. And also at that point, our yoga mat was super cheap. It came from Asia. It was out of plastic. And that was when we said there has to be a sustainable, fully sustainable yoga mat on the market. And that was when we decided that we want to offer that.
Cool. So I guess like from the idea to the first product, it's a very, very long way, choosing the right materials, choosing the right partners to work with. Could you tell us a bit how that worked in the first couple of weeks and months, and maybe also about the errors that you made in picking maybe wrong partners or wrong materials?
Yeah, it totally is a really long way there. And so for us, it started at the same time when we were still studying. So of course, we did the master's, and the master was also the priority number one. But all our free time, all the time we had, we were working on our Heihei mat. So we did a lot of research because, yeah, first you just have to find the right materials. You have to find partners who want to work with you. And this was actually also quite challenging because it was like the two of us, two young girls who we didn't have company at that time. So it was just the two of us personally who contacted really big companies. And of course, all of them, or like most of them, were not really excited or don't reply or were not so encouraging. So it was quite hard to find the right people. But it really helped us to really speak with everyone about it. So we also had really great support from our Swedish university. So we could implement some findings from Heihei Mat, for example, also for our master's. So during our master's thesis, we also wrote about Heihei Mat. So this was really, really helpful that we could work on Heihei Mat and still use it for our master's. And then also the people from the studies were really encouraging. So they also, for example, recommended us to really talk with everyone about the idea, because you really need a lot of people who give you input in order to somehow come to the right people.
Yeah.
And that was also really what we did. So we talked with everyone. We approached so many people. Of course, we got a lot of negative feedback or not so helpful answers. But of course, also some of them were really, really helpful. So after, I don't know, 1,000 emails or I don't know how many, we had a company that actually wanted to prototype with us. So this was like our first really positive moment. And we went there and we did some prototypes with them. So somehow really, really slowly, we came to our sustainable closed loop yoga mat.
Closed loop, you just said the next thing I wanted to ask. What is closed loop to the people out there? How can they understand this closed loop product?
So closed loop products are in line with a circular economy, and the circular economy is all about recycling and also using materials that are already on the planet. So for example, if you want to create a new product, you should find a way how to use not new materials, but what is already on the planet. So in our case, we use offcuts that are occurring in the foaming industry. We recycle these offcuts and then make the yoga mat out of it. So basically, the beginning of a product is out of recycled materials. This is like the beginning of this, of these closed loop products. And then what's also really, really important for the circular economy is the end of the life cycle. So that's actually what most of the time, like, companies offer products, but then once the product reaches the end of the life cycle, you don't really know what to do with it. So it will eventually end up as waste, and that's like really harmful for our environment. So in the circular economy, these closed loop products should be designed in a way that they can be recycled at the end. So our yoga mat is, for example, 100% recyclable. So I don't know, after 1, 2, or 3 years, when you're Heihei Mat reaches the end of the life cycle, you can give it back to us and we will take care of the recycling. And then really 100% of the old Heihei Mat can be used for new products again. So the closed loop product is all about closing the loop of a product's life cycle.
And you don't just have the Heihei Mat in your product portfolio, but you just finished your second closed loop product, the Heihei Bag. Now, tell us about this. What's so special about this bag?
It was actually, it's really, really nice to have now a second product. So we have our Heihei Mat, which is on the market already, but now we designed a second product. And for the second product, it was also really important for us to offer it closed loop again. So we again wanted to create not only a new product, but we wanted to create a really sustainable, fully sustainable new product. So our Heihei bag is, for example, the material, the textile of our Heihei bag is also closed loop. So it's made out of recycled PET bottles and it's also recyclable at the end. But it's actually all little detail of our bag is really sustainable. So we really thought about all the details, like how to make everything as sustainably as possible. So the strap, for example, that is on the bag is out of hemp. So this was, for example, again, like when you develop a product, you always have to make so many decisions about like which material, which production procedure you should take. And then, for example, with the strap, we thought about, okay, so most of the straps are out of cotton, but then we found the material hemp, which is actually way more sustainable because it can be grown almost everywhere and it uses really less water for the growing. So it's way more sustainable than cotton. And that was then again the reason why we decided, okay, let's make our strap of the bag out of hemp. So yeah, the materials are really, really sustainable for our Heihei bag, but then also the production is really special because we will produce the bag totally like 100% in Germany, but even like we go one step further, we will produce the mat at the bag with a workplace for people with a handicap. So the whole bag will be sewed by hand with these people with a handicap. And it's really nice to work with this workplace because you see that it's so important to give these people a task and that they're so happy to work with our company. So it's really nice to have this social aspect also for our Heihei bag.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's really not common to hear that, not only sustainable, but also going into the social area. So you're really doing in many different ways. You're doing something very helpful with your company, which I think is great for everyone out there. For the second product that you have right now, which is the Heihei bag, you're about to start a crowdfunding campaign. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Cool. We have had this crowdfunding topic a couple of times in the previous episode. So it would be nice to know what's your target and what are you planning to do with the funding?
So yeah, it's actually our second crowdfunding campaign. So we already did a crowdfunding campaign for the mat. And now, yeah, we really like the approach of crowdfunding because it's like, yeah, for a young startup, it's just really hard to finance a production ahead. So now it's a really, really great tool to test the product on the market, of course, to get feedback if people really buy it, and then to also finance the first production round. So our goal is 10,000 euros. And with the money, we will want to start the production. So actually, everything is settled. So we have all the materials, we have the production procedure, we have everything set. And yeah, we're now doing this crowdfunding campaign for 1 month. And afterwards, yeah, we hope to start the production right away.
Cool. Is that going to be on Kickstarter or Indiegogo?
It's actually on StartNext. We chose this German platform because it's actually also quite sustainable. So a lot of sustainable projects and businesses are on this topic. And we think that's a really nice fitting with our future customers.
So do you think with the Heihei bag, you're also attracting customers that you had for the Heihei mat?
Totally. So we actually came up with the idea to design a bag because so many customers ask us, do you also offer a yoga mat bag? Because, of course, if you cycle or if you walk to a yoga class, you actually don't need much. So you only need your mat, you maybe need a wallet and your phone, and that's all. And that's like not really nice to put like in a backpack or in a bag because it's always not really fitting. So yeah, we got quite some messages from our customers. And then of course, we also thought, okay, that's actually true. Like a yoga mat bag is quite useful. And again, on the market, there's not really sustainable alternatives. So that was when we decided to design a yoga mat bag that is also fully sustainable. So of course, I think that people who already own a Hehe mat are also interested in our Hehe bags. But of course, we also wanted to offer a product which is not like limited to our Hehe mat. So of course, you can put any kind of yoga mat into our yoga mat bag. So that's also really nice.
So getting back from the bag to the mat, especially the first couple of weeks or months are always very, very hard for a new company. Can you share some insights? What helped you boost sales, brand awareness? There were some articles in the media about you. Maybe you could tell a bit about this.
Yeah, of course. Like it's really, it takes quite a long time to launch a product, but it's also, so that was when we decided that it's really important to also communicate in a right way. So we are quite focusing on social media. So Instagram and Facebook is really important to us. We really try to share also how our startup is working, what the both of us are doing, how we decide topics for Hehe Mat. So we share quite a lot in our stories on Instagram. And I think that's actually quite nice to get a really strong connection with your followers or with your customers. So social media is really important for us. But yeah, you also said already that we've been covered in quite some newspaper and magazines. So yeah, we also do quite a lot of PR work. So we contact a lot of magazines, newspaper, of course, some also contact us. And it's really, really nice to also be featured in like a haptic product. So like a newspaper or a magazine, and you can read about our Hehe mats, because of course it's then again like another target group, because some maybe rather older people read the newspaper. And so we can't really reach them through social media. And then these magazines are, for example, a great way to reach these kind of people.
Yeah, cool. Trying to catch the right user base at the right place. And it's not just that you've been mentioned in the media and everything, but also you've been elected the Entrepreneurs of the Month from not just any company, but from a billion-dollar giant, Oatly. How did you make that work? And what does this mean for your business? Because I think this is going to change a lot of things, right?
Yeah, it was actually really, really cool, because we are both personally like the biggest fans of Oatly. So it was really nice to get that reward. We actually applied. It's like it was an online competition or like an online competition. And we applied there, and we then got this super positive feedback from Oatly. And I think, yeah, what also really convinced Oatly was our fully sustainable approach. So also Oatly said that it's really nice to see in this world, which is mostly focusing on getting money and sales, that you see a young startup that's actually focusing on sustainability. So yeah, it was really nice to get this reward. And it was really nice to work with these people, because some two employees came to Nuremberg where Hehe Mat is based, and we spoke with them. We did some, like an interview and photos. And it was really nice to also get to know Oatly a little bit better. And it's really a great company. Like, I think it's so cool that they support young startups. And yeah, we were really happy about that.
Cool. What's the biggest channel for you in terms of sales? Is this your own website? Is this Amazon's, or where can people buy your products?
Yeah, it's our own website. So we also decided not to sell through Amazon because of sustainable reasons. So it's only our webpage, or mostly our webpage, our webshop, which is getting the sales. We are now slowly, starting to cooperate also with some other sustainable online shops like Avocado Store, or we are now also cooperating with the German shop Kauf dich glücklich, it's called. They are based in like a lot of German cities, and so this is the first cooperation that is also selling our mats in stores locally. So it's also really nice to see our mats now not only in our online shop, but also in real stores in the cities. That's really, really cool.
Yeah, and it's incredible. I mean, it's like I read some things about you, but you really take the sustainability topic very, very serious in every aspect of your business. So not just the creation of the product, but also where do you sell the product? So what's the vision behind Hey Mats? Where do you see yourself in 5 years, 10 years? I mean, it's a hard question to answer, but now you've launched your second product and I bet it's not going to be the last.
True. So yeah, like our vision is to revolutionize the yoga industry in a really sustainable way. So we want to be the number one brand for yoga equipment, but not only for yoga equipment, but for sustainable yoga equipment. So that's our vision. And of course, it started all with the Hey Hey Mat. But like you already said, now our second product is out there and slowly we will offer more products, come to more countries. So of course it will take a while because we are also not like, we don't have any investors. It's all self-funded. So it's like not the typical startup that is out there like in a second and is really huge, but it's like quite a slow approach. But we also think that this is the most sustainable way to grow. So
cool. Did you have a role model or anyone who helped you with this approach? Because as you mentioned, you studied this, but it's very in-depth knowledge that is needed to start a business from beginning to end sustainable. Is there anybody that helped you on your way?
So we had a really, really great startup coach in Malmö. So he was part of the university and it's like, he coached us from the really, really beginning. So when we had this idea in mind, we went to him, told him about the idea, and it was actually quite at the beginning, and he draw us two kind of ways how you can develop a company. And it's like either the super fast growing investor based startup, or it's like the slowly growing self-funded kind of way. And actually for Anna and me, it was both 100% sure that we want to have this sustainable slow way. So I think this startup coach really also helped us to stick to our personal approach, so to not really get affected by all the happenings that are out there. So of course if you are at some startup events or take part at startup competition, it's always this question like, why don't you take investors, why don't you produce your mats in Asia, and yeah, you have to be 100% sure about your idea, and you really have to stick to your own values to keep that way. And that's really important for us.
Yeah, but that already shows, I think, a lot about the startup culture these days, that for a lot of people, it's just important to make a lot of money as quickly as possible, sell the company again after 3 years and then move on. And you're totally taking a completely different approach, which I think is a great thing, especially in these days.
Totally, yeah.
Sophie, can you share some numbers in terms of how many returning customers do you have and how many people are backing you up?
Yeah, that's quite hard to tell, of course, because we also only have our first product out there. So I think what's really interesting to see about our second product, so what you already asked us, like how many people who bought a Hey Hey Mat will also buy a Hey Hey bag. So that's really important. Otherwise, for example, the crowdfunding campaign for our Hey Hey Mat was the goal to reach 20,000 euros, and we made about 22,000 euros in 1 month. So that was like our biggest success so far, I would say.
Very great. And it's just the beginning, right?
Yeah.
How long does your company exist now? It's 2 years, 3 years?
It's 2 years, exactly 2 years. But of course, we didn't, like, we found it 2 years ago. But then again, the whole development of the mat took us quite longer than we thought. So actually, really, like, on the market, our yoga mats are just since last December, so not even a year.
Okay. And you already mentioned Instagram and Facebook, but is there more marketing activities that you're doing currently to support your sales and the growth of your company?
Yeah, social media, then PR, what we also already covered, so magazine, newspapers. We work with some influencers. But it's also like we get so many requests, like so many influencers, writers that they want to work with us, but also there it's really important to for us to work with the right people. And we really choose like people to cooperate like in a really, tough decision. So like these people should also really focus on sustainability. But yeah, that's actually the most important. So social media, PR and influencers. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when you Google "Hey, Hey Mats," there's a bunch of articles that you can find. So I think you are doing a very great job here. Can you tell us about the achievement that you're most proud of? You together with your co-founder, or for the company, or personally, how you answer this question is up to you.
I think the biggest success so far was the successful crowdfunding campaign.
Yeah.
Because crowdfunding is also a really intense time, and it's like connected with a lot of ups and downs, because you, of course, don't reach the goal in the first days, and it takes quite a long time to reach the goal. And then it's, of course, always connected with like, yeah, you think maybe we won't make it. It's a really tough time, I think. So when we reached the 20,000 euros, it was really, really nice, yeah, happening, and we are really proud of that. So this was, I think, of course, after like of the same with like launching the product, when we really had the mat in our hand, which is online now. So like the crowdfunding and the launch of the product, I think, are the two greatest events so far.
Yeah, fantastic. I think it must be a very nice feeling when you have a crowdfunding campaign and you don't know the people that back you up, but all of a sudden you have 20,000 euros in your bank account and you're ready to now go out there and produce the product that you've developed for such a long time.
Yeah, it's so, so nice, because of course, when you develop the product, you're somehow alone with your product. Of course, you talk with your friends and your family and you share maybe on social media, but it's not really really out there. But if you give people the chance to really buy it, it's a really, yeah, it's really great to see people really buying it. But of course, because it's like totally something else if someone says, yeah, it's a great idea, compared to, okay, he or she is really buying the product. So
yeah,
it was really great.
So that's the biggest achievement. But what about the biggest fuck up, the biggest mistake, anything that went horribly wrong?
Yeah, it was actually quite tough during the product development, I would say, because, of course, we had this vision. We wanted to produce this sustainable yoga mat, but at the same time, both of us had no idea about product development, about the materials, about this whole technical side. So it was quite tough, and we had quite some challenges on this way. So, for example, we had one factory that did the prototypes with us. It was all working out really great. We were super happy with them, and we thought, okay, we made it. It's all gonna happen with them. It's really great. But then we went there. It was actually, the production was already planned, but then they told us that they can't continue working with us. Yeah, they only can produce the prototypes, but they can't really produce a whole batch. So at this day, it all fell down somehow, because we thought we've made it, but eventually we didn't. So I think that was the biggest challenge for us. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it made us work even harder, because we then had to find someone else, and we then had to start somehow again. And it really helped us develop the product even further, and it really helped us to really stick to the idea, keep working, even though there are some challenges on the way.
Yeah. Do you think this sustainability, there's a lot of startups that are developing sustainable products right now, but when you look at the US or China or Russia or the very, very big countries, I don't see this approach as much as we should see this. What do you think?
I think it has to work, because otherwise I think the whole planet won't exist anymore if we continue in this way. So I really think it's not only a trend, but it's a must that every company, every individual, every like the whole politics, everyone really needs to take this approach. So I also really think that the startups will slowly come more into this kind of direction. Of course, it won't happen like in one day, but I really think that it will happen, or I really hope that it will happen within the next years.
Yeah. Cool. Sophie, this was a very, very nice conversation. I have one last question for you. If you could choose one person that you'd have dinner with, it doesn't need to be alive, who would it be and why?
Wow. So that's it's a really personal answer, but I think I would have dinner with my grandma. Like, she was a really close person, and it all, like, she died before I started Hehemet. So I think I would love to have dinner with her and talk with her about Hehemet and tell her what I did in all these years.
That's beautiful. Usually when we ask this question, people say some Hollywood star, like Bill Gates or whoever. So this is beautiful. I'd like to sum up a few things that you said, Sophie. And the first thing that really impressed me is that you tried to grow in a sustainable fashion, not like the other startups or most of the startups, that you, everything that you do with your company, you and your co-founder try to do this in a sustainable fashion. And this doesn't mean growing quickly and making products quickly, selling the company after 3 years, but you do have a mission and you're really going for it. Also, the challenge to find the right partners, I think for every business out there, it's sustainable or not, this is always very, very tough. Find the right people to work with that are your producers or even your customers to really ensure success. And also, what I didn't hear before is that you share a lot of private things on social media to really connect with your customers, right? So they see who you are, what you do, and pretty much putting your face out there as the face for the company. And creating a sustainable product is not an option in the next couple of months or years. It's a must, because you said the planet won't exist if we continue like this. And I think this is very, very clever, very wise words. And Sophie, it was such a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so, so much. And we'll share everything about Hey Hey and the next products to come. And we're very excited what's coming next. Thank you, Sophie.
Thank you so much.